It's Ian Pickus, and we're back in the Congressional Corner today with Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, a Democrat from the 2nd District. He's been in office since 1997. In our last conversation, you pointed out the Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance's position on abortion. Democrats say the issue's on the ballot again this November, as it has been since Roe v. Wade was tossed out by the Supreme Court. I'm wondering specifically, you know, what you would like to see change now that we have the Dobbs decision in place and there's a new reality out there.
Well, what I want to change is the makeup of the Supreme Court and the makeup of Congress so we can pass laws that will give women control over their own bodies. Before Roe versus Wade was overturned, I mean, I don't think any of us thought that any Supreme Court, no matter how right wing it might be, would dare to overturn that decision and basically pave the way for these really draconian anti-abortion laws going into place in states all across the country. And now we're learning that Republicans aren't happy with that. They want a national abortion ban. So I don't believe that a majority of women in this country, I don't believe a majority of people in this country think that that is the right way to proceed. I think they're horrified by this overreach by the courts and by certain states and now by Republicans in Congress who want to go even further. I mean, my daughter has less rights than her mother did. I mean, we're going in the wrong direction here. And, you know, every time people say, oh, no, this will never happen, this will never happen, we get Republicans who get elected in state legislatures or as governors or in Congress, and the stuff we say will never happen happens. Elections do matter. And if you elect these guys, you know, this is just the beginning of their attempt to basically control the bodies of women all throughout this country.
Now, your colleague, the Senator Ed Markey, who's a former longtime member of the House, actually, as we speak, is talking about a bill called the Judiciary Act that would expand the court by 4 seats. There were some reports that President Biden is also in favor of establishing new term limits and ethics rules on the Supreme Court. What would you like to see?
Well, I agree with those things. Look, the Supreme Court we have now is not the Supreme Court I learned about in my civics class. I mean, this is like an extension of the Republican National Committee. We need to understand that, and we need to act appropriately. The other thing we need is how about some standards regarding ethics? The idea that people can give gifts that amount to hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars to somebody sitting on the bench and nobody is concerned about that. You know, no one's concerned about conflicts of interest or about undue influence on judges. I mean, this is nuts. We've got to clean this up. This is ridiculous. And I'm on a bill that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez introduced calling for the impeachment of both Thomas and Alito. I mean, they don't belong on the court. Their conduct has now risen to the level, in my opinion, where they should no longer be on the court.
Specifically with respect to the upside-down flags, the gift-taking, what do you mean?
Well, all of the above. We're supposed to sit back and say that politics has nothing to do with it, yet we know, how they acted post-January 6th when the Capitol was violently attacked, when a free and fair election, a group of extremists were trying to overturn it, and then all the gifts, the money, these luxury resort vacations. You can't do that if you're in the state legislature. Can't do that if you're in the United States Congress. Our local judges in the state can't do that. Why? Because it creates a conflict of interest. You know, and judges in particular are supposed to make decisions based on merit, based on the law, and not on who pays them the most. So we are experiencing things that were never an issue when it came to the Supreme Court. But then again, I mean, you know, through Democratic and Republican appointees, I don't think they've ever appointed people as corrupt as Thomas and Alito. They need to go. For the sake of the credibility of the court, they need to go.
Do you think something in the vetting process is not working? And I say that because, you know, here at the station, whenever a Supreme Court nominee goes before the Senate Judiciary Committee, we take the hearings from gavel to gavel. So you hear them for days and days and days give specific answers about how they might consider a controversial issue like Roe v. Wade. And then when they have to rule on it, it doesn't always jibe with what they said before the committee.
Yeah. Well, what's happened is these Supreme Court hearings have become less and less useful because those who were nominated pay less and less and less. And they answer, you know, in ways they don't say anything. And so, you know, the quality of these hearings is becoming a problem because we're not learning enough. But secondly, again, I go back to there ought to be a code of conduct, right? And if you violate it, then there ought to be a consequence. So, you know, you ought not to be engaged in politics openly. You ought not to be able to take multi-million dollar gifts from big donors. And if you do, there ought to be a consequence. And it ought to be clear. And, you know, and I'm quite frankly a little shocked at Chief Justice Roberts for not insisting that the judges that are on the court live up to a higher standard. I mean, because he, if anybody, should understand that because there's such controversy surrounding certain justices, you know, and conflicts of interest, that people don't have any confidence in the courts, that people don't trust the decisions that are coming out of the courts. That's not only bad for the Supreme Court. I mean, it is bad for our country. So things need to be cleaned up. And if Justice Roberts doesn't want to clean it up, then the Congress has to intervene and figure out ways to clean things up.
I can anticipate what your answer will be, but it's our first time talking since the presidential immunity decision by the court. What did you think of it?
I think a lousy decision. I mean, like who thinks that that's the right thing to do? It just seems to be such a blatant attempt to, you know, extend a lifeline to Donald Trump. You know, I mean, what it's saying basically is that there are certain people in this country that are above the law. I mean, if you're president, you're above the law. I can have somebody assassinated and be okay and not be held accountable as long as I said it was an official act. I mean, really? Is that where we want to go? I mean, Justice Sotomayor wrote a brilliant dissent on that decision, but we're the United States of America. We don't have kings and queens here. We don't have dictators or emperors. I mean, you know, one of the really special things about this country is that nobody is above the law. You know, if this decision had been in place before Watergate, Richard Nixon would have faced no consequences for his illegal acts. So, again, it's a bad decision. I don't want anybody serving in the White House to feel they can get away with anything. No, there are laws that they have to follow just like the rest of us.
Congressman Jim McGovern is a Democrat from the 2nd District in Massachusetts, and he's been in office since 1997, a regular correspondent for us here on the Congressional Corner, and we're always grateful for all of your time, Congressman. Thank you.
Thank you.